this video is about loneliness. The loneliest point in my life was when I checked myself into a psychiatric hospital, struggling with anxiety and depression. It was a time when, on the outside, I had every reason to feel connected. I had a successful career where I met many people, a circle of family and friends who loved me, people I deeply cared for. But despite being surrounded by people, I felt isolated and alone. Sometimes I felt so alone that I cowered in a fetal position on the floor, hoping to shut everyone out, to push everything away, and for people to leave me alone in my misery. Loneliness isn't always about being isolated from people. Loneliness isn't necessarily solved by filling up our spaces with people. We can be lonely in a crowd. Loneliness is the absence of connections we need. Today we have access to over 5 billion people online, all only a few clicks away. Outside of our doors are throngs of people passing by. There are so many groups and clubs and societies we can go to, so many parties and events we can show up for. But loneliness is at epidemic levels. Now, I can give you a lot of latest research knowledge about why you may be lonely. I can give you best practice guidelines about finding a friend or a partner or making connections. They potentially will have some use, but they also potentially could be forgotten by the time you start watching your next video. Instead, today, I'm going to sit with you for a few moments, or however long you're willing to spend with me. Let's just pause and sit with your loneliness for a while to explore what your loneliness is about. Often, we try to fill up these spaces with noise and distractions, hoping they'll make us feel less lonely. Loneliness can feel like an ache, a longing for something that's just outside of our reach. It feels like punishment. But what if this loneliness isn't your punishment? Can you sit with it for a while so it can speak to you? It can be here to tell you what's wrong, what you need inside. Maybe it's telling you to review your expectations. Why are you looking to connect to people? Is your loneliness telling you that you're trying to relive a memory that no one will be able to recreate for you? Is your loneliness telling you that you're looking for a relationship like one you saw on social media or in the movies? A relationship no one can give you. Is your loneliness telling you that you are scared? So scared to try. Because what if you try and it still doesn't work? And you would rather stay in the comfort of that loneliness so that at least you're just miserable, lonely. Not miserable, lonely, and rejected. Maybe your loneliness is trying to tell you to give yourself a break, to show yourself some kindness, to learn to really be with yourself so that the loneliness isn't all-encompassing. And when you finally reach out to others, it's not from a place of excruciating need, but from a place of knowing who you are and what you have to offer and what you are seeking from others. In a moment, I'm going to stop talking for about 30 seconds and you might feel lonely again. And you probably feel the urge to scroll on to the next video. If you do move on, that's okay. This video will be here whenever you want to return. But if you have the courage to stay in that 30-second silence, you're going to feel the same uncomfortable feeling you get when you're with people and the conversation is awkward, when it's not going right, and you feel like you need to escape. When that happens, it's an invitation to sit with yourself in that discomfort, to give yourself a chance to keep trying. I'll be just as uncomfortable as you in that silence, but I will stay. Thank you. We made it. I'll end with this. No matter how dark it seems being caught in your world by yourself, know that I have been there and I have walked out. Know that many have been there and we have walked out. And you can too.